Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. The price to pay for success. For so many of you listening to this episode day in, day out, I know that having me in your ear, whatever you're doing, train, walking, tube, travel, training, cardio, I know on a week-to-week basis how many of you benefit from just a few bits of wisdom, some tips, some tricks, and just keep you moving along. And this week I actually had a few people come up to me in person, and they just said how much listening to the podcast on a week-to-week basis has helped them. And it just, you know, 240 episodes are we at now? Just somebody said to me, how do you keep putting this content together? And I was like, well, you know, I just share with you guys what I know you need because it's what I've needed throughout the whole of my career. And I just wanted to say a massive thank you to each and every one of you who subscribes, who listens to the episodes. And there are many of you, you know, who haven't been involved in any of our coaching programs and may never will. And I want you to understand something, that for people to end up buying from you, right, or investing in you, it can take years. I'm under no illusion that it can take 3, 4, 5 years, even 7 or 8 years before somebody invests in us and maybe never does. But you got to give your best bits, right? Whether it's your content, your videos, your podcasts, whatever you guys are doing or posts, don't hold back on giving people what they need to be successful. And if you listen to all these episodes, you know, with any of you, those of you who wait week after week after week, 244 episodes to just get the nuggets from me, and then there are those of you that say, I don't want to do that, I'm going to invest to find out how. But if you're not there yet, I'm just so grateful that you're tuning in to each and every episode. So thank you. Before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to give you a little recap. You know, the last few weeks have been really, really busy putting the finishing touches to Coaching Concierge Build. And that is our business coaching program for coaches who want to build the foundations to their business and develop the systems and processes to be able to go on to achieve consistent 5 to 7K months. We already launched 6 months ago Coaching Concierge Build for coaches that want to build wealth above 8 to 10K a month turnover and want to scale their business. And we developed the Coaching Concierge Build concept off the back of running the face-to-face mastermind for 7 years. And now we're able, with Coach Concierge Build, to bring you in. I've got coaches, we've got sales teams, marketing teams to come and teach you what you need to know inside Coach Concierge Build, but it's remote, which means you can do it from wherever you are in the world. So that launches actually on June the 6th, so Monday. That's Monday to any of you who are listening to the episodes right now. So I am delighted. We've got a load of people starting it on our kind of pre-reg. And if you are inspired to learn how to build the foundations and systems and processes into your business to achieve consistent 5 to 7K months, then all you got to do is drop me a DM on Instagram with the word build, and I'll get my team to send you some more information. But for now, let's get into the price to pay for success. Now, I was thinking deeply about this while I was on the bike doing my cardio, because the idea came to my mind really based upon what I have sacrificed, for want of a better word. See, I use the word sacrifice, but I have not done a lot of things in my career in the fitness industry for the benefit of my future self. All right, what do I mean by that? So I spent 5-6 years just buried in study, in travel, in writing, to get myself ahead of the game. I know at school I didn't do great, right? Turned out to be a blessing, but I didn't do great at school. And when I suddenly found fitness, I was like, wow, I've got a lot of work to do to catch up now, to get me to where I want to be. I know I wanted to be well known for what I do. I know I wanted people in the city, in the town, eventually the country to know who I was, but that was never going to come if I wasn't experienced, extremely knowledgeable, the best at what I do. So what came with that was to be the best with my bodybuilding. I chose to not drink for a long time and stay in. And in doing that, dedicated myself to learning the science, theory, and practice of becoming a great coach. And just put my time in the trenches to just become good at what I do. And I became very good at what I do. And I want to just talk to you about the price you're willing to pay to be successful. And over the last couple of weeks, I spoke to, we've been onboarding coaches into Coaching Concierge Build, and we've been speaking to loads of different coaches, and there's some really common themes that have come up. You guys know you've got to put content out every day. You guys know that to become very good at personal training, you've got to do a lot of personal training sessions in the gym. And there's a common trend, for years that I've been business coaching and helping fitness professionals, personal trainers, is there is this desire to be something, have something, get somewhere, which unrealistically, most people think it's going to happen in 6 or 12 months. And everybody thinks that you're going to make 10K a month in 6 to 12 months. And the reality, you've got to become a great coach. You've got to get great results, which at the end of the day is your offer, your product, your service. Then you've got to learn how to market that thing and sell that thing. But if you're not confident at that thing, you need to become more confident, which goes back to being a great coach, which takes time, a lot of time. And I want to say something to you today. If I told you that it's going to take doing XYZ consistently and sacrificing weekends, drinking, partying, spending lots of time with your friends, you've got to spend a lot of time studying, learning, applying, and working, right? Working, not just the studying side of it, actually in the trenches, working to get online clients, to get personal training clients, to do what's necessary to get you to where you want to be. If I said to you it's going to take 12 months to 2 years, but if you did that, hard work, everything that you want financially, reputation, is at the other side of it. 3 years, 2 years. If I told you that that's exactly what would happen, would you do it? Because I did. In fact, I did it for 5. And I talk to coaches so often about this, is that I did, and still do to this day, sacrifice a lot of my time where I could be, and to be honest, it's not a sacrifice if I'm honest, because I choose to do everything that I do to help the business, my life, and reach you guys. But there are so many things that you guys are choosing to do on a day-to-day basis that is detracting away from the goal, the long-term goal. And so I chose to abstain from a lot of socializing, abstain from partying and drinking, even though I've done plenty of it throughout my life, and still do enjoy it. But for a long period of time, I abstained from that. I moved away from home. I was spending weekends away at courses. I was on airplanes traveling. I was at home writing articles, blogs, creating videos, writing posts, studying marketing, lead generation, you know, working with mentors. And I see this common theme that there's two types of coach. There's the coach that wants the social life, the friends, the following, you know, everything else that they have in terms of their balance. And they want this successful business and life. And then there are those, and there are two types. That's it. It's all there is. There's the other type that is, I know what I need to do. I'm prepared to go into lockdown to do that thing to get me to where I want to be. And nothing's going to stand in my way. And while you're listening to these episodes where, you know, I share things with you, you know, share my view on things, I want you to question yourself and say, what is the price that I'm prepared to pay to be a success? What is a success? I'm in a position right now where my knowledge, my skills, my expertise has a value on it. You guys listen to me. I earn, as a result of my reputation, my knowledge, my skill, my dedication. I still spend a lot of time every day marketing the business, studying, learning how to get ahead, working with mentors. It's not a dip your toe half in kind of thing. It's all in. And it's interesting that I speak to so many coaches that are all in with their training, but just dip their toe in business. You can audit your week and say, where am I wasting time? Where am I spending time doing things? Guys, if you choose to be half in, half out, that's absolutely cool. Like, I'm here to just share my perspective on how I've done what I've done to get to where I'm today. You know, I've talked to you guys already about it, but, you know, I'm going to be moving to Dubai later this year. And interestingly, there was an area that myself and my wife are looking at moving to, and it's a new development. And they put at the end of the information about it where extraordinary is standard, right? And it's really stuck in my mind this week. Because you guys know that my book, Level Up, it's all about excellence. It's all about stepping up. And when I saw this quote about extraordinary being a new, you know, the new standard, excellence is the standard. And so my question to you is, you have on one side of your kind of piece of paper, you have, I want to make $5,000 a month, $3,000 a month. I want to have 30 sessions a week. I want to have 30 to 40 online clients. I want. I want a new house. I want to be able to travel. I want to do all these things. So what are you prepared to do to get it? Right? What are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to sit and write articles for your website until you've got enough? Are you prepared to sit and content plan on a Sunday night to make sure you've got 7 posts ready for the rest of the week? Are you prepared to DM every single person that follows you and say, hey, you know, thanks for following me. I'm really out of interest. Why have you chosen to follow me? And see if you can spark up with a conversation. Spoke to somebody today. One of the biggest challenges people have with growing an Instagram following. And I said, well, are you prepared to put one by one email everybody on your email list? Are you prepared to one by one DM everybody on Facebook and tell them to join you on Instagram? Couple little tips to try and get a bigger following. No, I've not done it. Good. You're not prepared to pay the price for success. Now, I keep telling you about this. I'm not trying to teach you to be me. But you know what? There's very few in my position that have done 22 years. There's very few that have actually been doing this long enough to say this is what works, because they've not been doing it long enough. But I can tell you right now, after big chunks, the most progress, the most success that I've had is when I've just put my head down and focused on doing the things that need to be done and avoiding the things that take away from the thing that I want the most. Are you prepared to pay the price for the success that you want? Are you prepared to sacrifice the things that you think you need to be at week in, week out, day in, day out, the coffees you have, the friends you spend time with? This will all be there. My friends, I'm 44 this year. My friends haven't gone anywhere. They're all there. But I've got a business. I've got a life. I've got a wife. I've got clients. I've got results. You guys have no idea how important right now the portfolio results is that you're should be building. You have no idea. You have no idea how much work you have to do for every single client to get world-class results for them. How many books you've got to read. How many courses you've got to go on. How many mentors you've got to hire. How many weekends you say no to and stay in to become world-class at what you do. You have no idea. Until you start to do it. And yes, it's lonely. Yes, it can be a bit boring. But the other end, it's not boring. Do you know what's funny? I'd do it all again. I started in the fitness industry at 24. I'm 44 now. Okay, 45 this year in August, right? And I'd do it all again. I spent a large percentage of my career becoming very good at what I do. And as a result of that now, with the business coaching that I do, what differentiates me from anybody else is how long I've been doing it. And I built a long-standing business and a brand that continues to make a lot of money, continues to help a lot of people. So I know what works. And when I'm telling you that there is a price to pay for the success that you want, and right now if you're not doing the things that you know you need to be done, that need to be done, it's time to knuckle down. It's time to pay for the course that you're putting off. It's time to press submit on Amazon to buy the books that you need. It's time to book a flight to wherever the next course might be. It's time to press sign up or apply now to the course you've been putting off, because it's going to take time. But I tell you one thing before I leave. You'll wish when you're 45 that you'd have done it. My NLP coach back in the day, she said, I really want to write a book called What If? What if? What if I just studied more? What if I just traveled more? What if I just hired that mentor? What if? You know what's funny? I spent $350,000 on my education. And I was having a call with somebody today who signed up to our Coaching Concierge Scale program. And he said to me, your program's cheap considering what you paid for yourself. $350,000 in 22 years. And this person's paying a fraction of that to get to where they need to be because they want to speed the process up and they know that I can help them to do it. That's not a plug for our coaching program necessarily. But the point is, they're prepared to invest to get to where they need to be. So many of you are prepared to search for the title, the thing to learn, or look at it on YouTube, look at it on Instagram, or look at it on Safari, whatever, Google. But at the end of the day, whatever you're trying to do, you are trying to get ahead, clearly. But in reality, the price you actually got to pay is you got to submerge yourself fully all in to get to where you need to be. So I hope this has resonated with you today. I hope that you understand that the success that you want isn't going to fall onto your lap. The success that you want means putting social life and partying on the back burner for a bit, means potentially moving away if what you want out of life isn't under your nose right now. It means traveling. It means investing. It means studying relentlessly. It means writing articles, doing blogs, videos, filming, spending some of the money that you waste on your social life and clothes on the videographer, on the admin, on the travel, on the flights, on the courses, on the mentors. and sacrifice the things that you think that you need versus the things that you do need. All right? Guys, if you've got to this point of today's episode, I thank you for listening. I thank you for taking action. And I thank you for allowing me to help you to move forward. If you are in a position where you want to build your business, foundation, systems, processes, or indeed you're ready to scale, just drop me a message on Instagram. Let's jump on a call. Let me have a chat with you. Let me see where you kind of fit. And for now, please do all, if you can, share the podcast on your stories. Let's help more fitness professionals to achieve fulfilling and happy careers and successful. Guys, take care and speak soon.